السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. وقد قال الله عز وجل، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. One day a one Jewish approached to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an and said to him that this ayah which I have just recited, Surah Al-Ma'idah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this ayah in the Holy Quran. This verse is such a great verse that if Allah would reveal it in our book, Torah, we would have celebrated this day for the rest of the life. It's such a great ayah. And you people are not taking, you know, any consideration about this verse. So Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied to him, no, this is not the case. I know exactly where and when this ayat was revealed upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we do celebrate this day. This is the Yawmul Arafah. It comes in the riwayat that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing Hajjatul Wada, his first and last Hajj, and that was coincidentally Yawmul Jum'ah, like today was Yawmul Jum'ah, and it was Maidan Arafat, Yawmul Arafah, 9th of Dhul Hijjah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Dhuhr raised his Mubarak hands and he was keep on making dua for the Ummah. According to one riwayat, more than 5 hours all the way to sunset, from Zawal after Zohar till sunset, continuously Rasulullah's Mubarak hand was up like this in Maidan Arafat, and he was crying and crying and crying and making dua. Just imagine, my brothers and sisters, how much of love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for the Ummah. How much of concern Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for this Ummah. That entire five, we can't even imagine to raise our hand for 10-15 minutes. We get tired. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the way till sunset, Yawmul Arafah. So this is the day of dua. So that's why Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to regard Yawmul Arafah as Yawmul Eid, the day of celebration. Although we all celebrate next day on 10th of Dhul Hijjah, but according to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said no, Yawmul Arafah also Yawmul Eid, because this is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed such a great ayat and he has completed our Islam. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today I have completed your deen. وأتممت عليكم نعمتي. And I have perfected my ni'mah and bounty upon you. ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. And I declare my pleasure for you as you following the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declare his pleasure for this Ummah on this day, Yawmul Arafah. What a great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your Malik, your Khaliq, your sustainer, your creator declaring that I am happy with you people. He declared on this day, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. As long as you follow the deen of Islam and you die on Iman, I am happy with you, I declare today. And this is the day when Shaitan, devil, get humiliated the most. Because this is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of the people abundantly, countless. He does not forgive any other day but in Yawmul Arafah. And when Shaitan and devil witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep on forgiving the sins, to my all effort is got wasted, because the Shaitan, devil, you know, make the maximum, you know, effort, and he tries his best to keep away the Muslims, the believers, from the right path, to take all, most of them with him into the hellfire. And that was the challenge Shaitan gave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will try my best to take maximum ummah and maximum of your believers into the hell with me. I will not go alone. Well, and you know, you will find the thankful people very few. That was the challenge. So when he sees in this day that Allah Ta'ala is forgiving the ummah, he gets humiliated. My all the efforts got wasted now. They are going to go into Jannah. I was trying my best all this time to take them to the hell, but Allah has forgiven them, overlooked their faults, and now they are going to go into Jannah. So he suffers emotionally. He got humiliated on this day. And ulama said this is not only for the Hujjaj, alhamdulillah, those fortunate souls who are there in Maidan-e-Arafat on Yawm al-Arafah, may Allah accept their Hajj, their du'as, their ibadat. But Allah did not deprive those who did not make it for Hajj. Because Allah forgives those also who spend their time, this Yawm al-Arafah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadah, in istighfar. Allah forgives them also wherever they are. So that's why next day is the day of Eid for everybody. We do celebrate on 10th of Dhul Hijjah, Eid al-Adha. Regardless, we are on the Maidan Arafat or we are not there. Throughout the world, every Muslim is celebrating Eid al-Adha. Why? He is expressing his love. He is expressing his happiness that Allah has forgiven me yesterday. Yawm al-Arafah, I made dua and Allah accepted my dua, and today I am celebrating because my sins are forgiven. So this glad tiding, my brothers and sisters, is not only for the Hujjaj. They are special people. They are forgiven. But those who deprived to go into Maidan Arafah, they couldn't make it. Allah doesn't deprive them too. If they make little effort, that's why we don't have to cut our nails, our hair, until our qurban is done. We just imitate him with the Hujjaj, little bit. And because of that little bit imitation, Allah overlooks all the sins and Allah is going to forgive. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala said that Yawm al-Arafah is the day, 10,000 is equivalent to 10,000 days in virtue. Imagine, a person is worshipping, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 10,000 days. 10,000 days, continuously. Right? And one side, a person is spending few hours on Yawm al-Arafah, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So reward of this person who spent few hours will be equivalent to that person who spent 10,000 days in ibadah. What a great reward, my brothers. We have to have this value of this today. So ulama said, and coincidentally, just imagine and think and ponder, today is Yawm al-Jum'ah. As it is, the virtue of Yawm al-Jum'ah is there in Ahadith. This is called Sayyidul Ayyam, the master of the days. Qiyamah will take place on Yawm al-Jum'ah. There are so many virtues in Ahadith with regard to Yawm al-Jum'ah. So today is Jum'ah. Second virtue, that today is one of the day of Ashra Dhul Hijjah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath in the Holy Quran, wal fajri wal layalil ash wa shaf'i wal wat. So these 10 days from 1st of Dhul Hijjah till 10th of Dhul Hijjah, all these 10 days are the holy days full of virtuous days. Right? So today is one of those days. Still we are in 9th of Dhul Hijjah. And the third virtue combined is today is Yawmul Arafah for us. And there is a special virtue of Yawmul Arafah. So three virtues are combined together in today's time, in today. So you can imagine how much full of virtue this day is. My brothers and sisters, think and ponder for a while. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned Laylatul Qadri khairu min alfi shahr. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran Suratul Qadr, we all know the virtues of Laylatul Qadr, right? Is better than 1,000 months of the ibadah. We know that. But we don't know exactly which night is Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden it. We don't know. That's why Rasulullah SAW used to encourage in the month of Ramadan, it is revolving throughout the month, according to one riwayat. So whole 29 nights, one of the night can be Laylatul Qadr. So in order to get the reward of Laylatul Qadr, we have to sacrifice and strive all 29 nights. We don't know which night is that. And then Rasulullah SAW reduced, okay, look for it in last 5 odd nights. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. At least these 5 nights you have to spend in the ibadah. You have to be awake in order to get the exact reward of Laylatul Qadr. It's not fixed. Still we don't know. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which night Allah ta'ala has decided to be a night of power, Laylatul Qadr. We don't know. It's hidden. And there are so many wisdom and hikmah in that. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best day in the year is the Yawmul Arafah. Best night is Laylatul Qadr. But best day throughout the year, out of 365 or 354, according to Islamic days, 354. According to Gregorian calendar, 365. Amongst all these days of the year, the best day is the day of Arafah, right? And day of Arafah is well known. It's not hidden. Allah Ta'ala did not hide it. Out of His mercy, He opened, He declared, okay, today is Yawmul Arafah. Exactly, specifically, you know, fix, today is Yawmul Arafah. We know it. It's not hidden like Laylatul Qadr. So now, how much of value and focus we should do to this day? It is open for you. Allah has already granted you. You still waste it unmindfully, neglect it, doesn't do any extra work, ibadah, zikrullah. Who is going to be loser? Allah said, this is the day I open for you. Make whatever dua you want, I will accept. He said, no, I'm too busy in worldly things. I don't have time for it. So my brothers, we should not ignore such a great day of the year. It's a very great day of the year. We should consider it as the very important day in our life. So what should we do? Number one, we should fast on Yawmul Arafah. I already mentioned in my last sermon the virtues of fasting on Yawmul Arafah. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that if a person fasts on 9th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawmul Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins of last whole year and future year. Meaning, just fasting for one day, Allah is going to forgive the sins of 2 years. Definite. This is the hadith of Rasulullah. So that was the number one ibadah today. Those fortunate people who have fasted, may Allah accept their fast. And those who could not make it, we still have some other things to do it. And inshallah, we will not be deprived on the virtues of the Yawm al-Arafah. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءُ يَوْمَ عَرَفَةٍ وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكَ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best dua is the dua done or made on Yawm al-Arafah, today. Out of a whole year, you make dua after every salah, you make dua after tahajjud, you make dua after ishraq, all those one side. Rasulullah said, best dua, if a person get, it is the dua of Yawm al-Arafah. No comparison in virtue in thawab. Whatever dua you will make today, that will be excellent dua, accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Best of the dua is dua of Yawm al-Arafah. So spend some time in the remembrance, in the dua, making dua for yourself, for your family, for your disease, for the whole ummah. Today has chance. And Rasulullah said, خَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. The best dua or best kalima I say out of all my duas, and not only me, all the prophets before me, was this kalima. Don't take it easy. This is the fourth kalima, kalima tawheed, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Another version is yuhyi wa yumitu biyadil khair. But according to hadith, this is the only word you find in the actual hadith. La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship but Allah. Wahdahu la sharika la, he is alone, he has no partner. This is tawheed, the kalima of tawheed, which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Allah become pleased with that servant who proclaimed tawheed. This is the most beloved kalima inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. All kingdom belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All kind of praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And he has the power over everything. If you declare from the bottom of the heart, imagine how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy. That's why on Yawm al-Arafah, all the hujjaj who are in Maidan Arafat, ulama recommend to them or encourage them just to keep on reciting this fourth kalima throughout the time. Don't make any other dua. Just keep on repeating this kalima. It will be sufficient for all other duas. And this is what Rasulullah said in this hadith. خَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ وَالنَّبِيُّونَ قَبْلِ. Based what Rasulullah said, whole life was full of duas. There are so many duas in Shama'il Tirmidhi, in the book of Ahadith, you'll find for every occasion, for every time, Rasulullah said special words, special dua, recorded in the book of Ahadith. Keep all those duas aside. And what Rasulullah said, the best thing I said and all the prophets said is this word. So this kalima is more valuable and full of virtues compared to all other duas. So today leave all other duas aside and keep on reciting this kalima over and over and over and again. Inshallah, billahi tawfiq. The second thing, my brothers, Durus Sharif upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot imagine how much of sacrifice, how much of crying, how much of effort our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did for us. No other Nabi had done that much which our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did for us. Khatimun Nabiyyin Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sayyidul Mursaleen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today is Yawmul Jumah, as every Jumah is special for Durus Sharif, every Jumah throughout the year. But because today is Yawmul Arafah also, so we should recite Durus Sharif abundantly. Don't just keep it on 100 times and I'm done. No, keep on saying this Durus Sharif abundantly, without counting. Keep on saying till sunset, inshallah. Another virtue of this fourth kalma, Tawheed, it is said, if a person makes a habit of saying 100 times in the morning and 100 times, after Fajr and 100 times after Asr, which one? The Tawheed, the kalma Tawheed, La ilaha illallah wahdu la sharik lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. It comes in the riwayat that Allah subhanahu, if you say 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, what is the virtues of it? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you 10 blessings. Allah will forgive your 10 sins. No, 100 blessings. If you say 100 times, for each kalima is one blessing, at least, right? So if you say 100 times in the morning, 100 blessings and rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get it. 100 sins of that particular day will be forgiven. Definitely. And for throughout the day, Allah will keep you protected from shaitan. Shaitan will be away, distant from you from the morning till evening. He will not interfere. He will not misguide to you. And the fourth virtue of this kalima is, if you say 100 times in the morning, is like you are freeing 10 slaves from Banu Ismail. In those days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to encourage the Sahaba, the rich Sahaba, the wealthy Sahaba, to buy, purchase the slaves and set it free for the sake of Allah. So that was the greatest sadaqah. You must purchase someone and set him free. That was the greatest sadaqah in those days. In today's time, we don't find slaves in the market. It's abundant. But if you recite this kalima without buying and selling, you will get the reward of... And Banu Ismail, from the progeny of Hadrat Ismail alayhi salam, from where? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also come. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Banu Ismail. So these people from Banu Israel, Banu Ismail, are the more in honor and dignity compared to the other people. So you purchasing 10 people, 10 slaves from Banu Ismail, and you are setting them free. It's a, what a great reward. So this reward you will get it if you read 100 times this fourth kalma every day. And the fifth reward is, that no one will be greater in virtue from you in that particular day unless other person also recite 10 times, or 100 times this kalima or more. He will be equal to you, or he will be more than you. Other than that, no one can compare with you. So these are the five rewards. Now, as I say, Durus Sharif abundantly today. Third thing is istighfar. Make excessive istighfar today, because the doors of the rahmah is very wide open today. Allah's mercy, you know, throughout the year is there, but in today, especially on Yawm al-Arafah, Allah sends abundant mercy. Allah forgive each and everyone who just raised his hand and asked forgiveness. So don't forget to ask forgiveness. We need Allah's mercy. We are sinful. Just admit and commit that we are committing sin day and night. Right? So we need to make istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who ma'soom, sinless, he said, I continuously, every day, without missing, making istighfar 100 times, one rivayat 70 times. So when Rasulullah from used to make istighfar every single day, who we are? We need the more. So make istighfar abundantly and say sadaqah. Give some charity in today. Spend some money in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great reward of sadaqah every day, every month, but especially on the Yawmul Arafah. If you give some money in sadaqah, inshallah, Allah will give you more than all other sadaqah in every regular day. So today is the best day. So that's why your sadaqah will be regarded the best. Even the amount is small. Don't look at the amount. Look at the time. Look at the day. In which day you are giving the sadaqah. Inshallah, we'll give more virtues on sadaqah, inshallah, later on. And the final thing, my brothers, Rasulullah has mentioned, من ملك سمعه وبصره لسانه غفر له. حكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم that today whoever controls his ear, his eyes and his tongue, he will be forgiven. You just have to make sure today don't commit any sin deliberately, intentionally, knowingly. Control your ear, meaning don't listen music, don't listen songs, don't listen backbiting, don't listen anything sinful. Protect your ear. Protect your tongue. Don't speak any bad word, don't abuse it, don't slander it, don't say anything bad from your tongue. And control your eyes. Don't look at the non-mahram, don't look at the strange woman, and control your, lower your gaze. Rasulullah said, if you control your ear, if you control your eyes, and control your tongue, Allah will forgive you. Definitely. So especially today, try to control your these three limbs. And what's the mean today? Don't open WhatsApp. Stay away from the cell phone. Instagram, Facebook, internet. Because the moment you open, you're going to look at it. This will be sin of the eye. You will listen some message, right or wrong. It will be sin of the ear. And then you're going to answer or you're going to say something which is the sin of the tongue. So you will not be protected with your ear, with your eyes, with your tongue if you open your cell phone. So stay away from the cell phone today, bury it somewhere, and you must dig it tomorrow, inshallah. Will I give a story for that?